A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. But do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence, make no lament for the dead. Bind on your turban, put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your beard, and do not eat the customary bread. That evening, my wife died, and the next morning, I did as I had been commanded. Then the people asked me, "Will you not tell us what all these things that you are doing mean for us?" I therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, "Thus the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I will now desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul. The sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happens. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. You shall do as I have done, not covering your beards, nor eating the customary bread. Your turbans shall remain on your heads, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep. But you shall rot away because of your sins and groan one to another." The word of the Lord. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. You were unmindful of the rock that begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, he was filled with loathing and anger toward his sons and daughters. "I will hide my face from them," he said, "and see what will then become of them. What a fickle race they are, sons with no loyalty in them. Since they have provoked me with their no God and angered me with their vain idols, I will provoke them with a no people. With a foolish nation, I will anger them."
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. The rich young man in today's gospel is not simply asking how to get to heaven after I die. That's not what eternal life is. What eternal life is God's saving sovereign rule coming to transform everything, coming to give all of creation a new being, a new life, where evil, decay, and death will be done away with. And the many Jews at that time thought that God was going to do it, and was going to do it very, very soon. And the question among all the Jews was, who's going to inherit this new age to come? And the typical Jewish answer was, it had to do something with keeping the Jewish law, you know, the Ten Commandments. What Jesus is saying in today's gospel, he's not giving us another set of legal interpretations. Jesus' challenges is on another level. What Jesus is telling that young man is, all right, you want to plant your 2 feet into that kingdom that's going to come? Well, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and follow me. If you read the Bible, Jesus does not ask that of everyone. So why does he ask it of the rich young man? Because he senses that the rich young man's possessions has become his idol, his alternative God, his demon, that's going to eventually destroy him if he does not renounce all those possessions. The question for you and I is, do you have the same thing in your life? You know, it might not be material possessions, but what is preventing you from planting your 2 feet in God's kingdom? Identify it and get rid of it.